This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
You have arrived at the most entertaining, exciting, and sometimes, just sometimes, I'm going to say, informative, maybe, is the word. Radio show on earth with Cal Hunter, Denise Dirks, and Fred Penny. We're all here enjoying ourselves on this beautiful, beautiful Christmas month that we are going to enjoy the last month of 2020. Whether we like it or not, we're going to enjoy it. We're going to have positive things to say about it. And we are going to have fun today and talk about some interesting, funny cases that we want to discuss, take it a little bit lighthearted. We've got a lot to talk about today. I'm telling you something that's exciting for me, and I feel bad for those of you in the East Coasters, many of you that are carrying our show, you're being pummeled by snow right now, or maybe not today, but this past week you have been, and I'm telling you, we feel bad for you, but I have to say, I've been picking oranges all week, and that tells you how nice it is in the West Coast right now. And I'm not trying to just rub it in, but as my good friends in the deep snow call me and send me pictures of them waist deep, I send a picture of me picking my oranges.
Of course you're rubbing it in, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I rub it in a little bit. It's like, oh, my gosh, you're right. I better get my flip-flops off and put my shoes on. But what a wonderful time. It's been beautiful out here in the West Coast, and we're really enjoying ourselves. You know what? Denise, I'm going to welcome a wonderful station. I'm so happy for Joe Sparra. So Joe Sparra's our affiliate relations director, and he is bringing on a lot of good people, and we have today WDEL 1150 AM and 101.7 FM, Wilmington, Delaware. I can't talk today. So WDEL 1150 AM and 101.7 FM, Wilmington, Delaware. Now, there we go. See, I'm getting my radio talk going, man.
Wilmington, Delaware.
Apparently, it goes over into Pennsylvania, the station, and it's a great talk station. Excited to have them. We love when the East Coast is jumping on board. But we're gonna entertain them today, Denise. Call 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234. Or you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. You can go Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever you want. Just type in Radio Law Talk and it'll pop up. And remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Except we're giving legal advice when, Cal? Let's ask Cal.
Well, we accept the premise that we're offering conversational advice rather than legal advice. In other words, just things that come up in the normal conversation around the table at the holidays, in the car when you're driving with a buddy to work, you know, or you hear Denise Dirks' name on the radio and say, you know, I heard her say this about that. I mean,
Fred's name on the radio. But it's coming up. What's the most important holiday when you use Radio Law Talk,
Christmas,
Cal?
Christmas, of course. Christmas,
when
of course.
When who? When who's around the table?
The whole family.
The in-laws.
Yes. No, my in-laws are all gone, so I don't really think about that. That's a great point.
Yeah. When they're around the table and they say.
Yes.
My grandma would always say, you know what, Freddie? She'd call me Freddie. They say, and my dad would turn to her and go, who's they? Who's they, Mom? Well, they say.
But now she could say, well, I heard Freddie say it on Radio Law Talk.
Freddie said it on Radio Law Talk. So you counter the they say with the Well, at Radio Law Talk, Denise Dirk said as follows.
Yes.
So that's the only time you should use it. Don't use it in a court of law, but use us around the dinner table.
And when Denise says it, this is another key point. I mean,
that's Denise says it. It's true. Denise Dirks is a family law attorney. I am a personal injury lawyer. And who we're missing, Todd Kunin, is out today. He is a former prosecutor for DA's office in multiple states and has his own criminal law practice. So we get to talk a lot about all types of things. Today we're going to talk about Vanessa Bryant. That's Kobe Bryant's wife. What Denise gives is giving me the look. It's like,
yeah.
Can you believe that, Denise? And let's tee it up. So let's not tell them. Can you believe what's happening? But some lawsuits that are going on, you're going to go, what? But anyway, we're going to talk about Vanessa Bryant being sued. Not her suing, her being sued. We got to talk about the billionaire. We got the billionaire lawsuit going on about the famous $1 million, glass sculpture. We're going to talk about that. That is Bill Gross. That continues. That trial has been going on all week. Freedom of a religion versus COVID-19. That is heating up. And at first, I've got some really interesting things to say about that. Again, it's not legal. Well, it is a little bit legal, but I lean one way because I'm questioning not the lockdown, but I'm questioning emergency powers of governors. That's what I'm questioning. Do they have the right to do the emergency powers? Yes. The answer is yes, everybody. But how long is the question, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to get in and debate that a little bit. We're also going to talk about L.A. restaurants get a big win. United States Supreme Court is talking about military courts rape cases. It's really interesting. We're going to discuss that. Major League Baseball, NFL players that are being sued. We got NCAA scholarship lawsuits. We got all types of things to talk about.
And in case and no case, It's a Wonderful Life, and one of the stars of that movie, Donna Reed, or one of the people who starred in a show with Donna Reed later, on two intriguing adventures on Case or No Case.
Well, those of you in Wilmington, Delaware, what we do is a thing that everybody loves called Case or No Case, where our producer, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but
never
a
winner. Yes.
Cal Hunter tries to stump the panel, that is us lawyers, and he brings up a case. And it's either made up or it's a true case, and we have to determine whether it's made up or a real case, and we have to determine the outcome. And if we get points for doing that, and you can call in and give your opinion at 855 Law Radio, or later on, believe it or not, we've had some people that have emailed us at info at Radio Law Talk, and it's so fun to determine whether or not Cal is stumping us, right?
Right.
And what we do is the first one to 50 points, that host, which most of the time is Denise that wins,
yep.
We have to take her to dinner and pay for a night out. And we always hope that our other co-host, Todd Kunin, wins. You know why we hope that? Denise, you know why we hope.
Yeah, because he's cheap.
He's totally cheap.
He always takes us to a particular steakhouse is very enjoyable.
Yes, and it's interesting that the guy, seriously, Jack in the Box McDonald's, he would be completely happy.
Yeah.
So, where Denise, we had to take you to a $140 plate place, but it wasn't even that good, was it?
It wasn't $140, but it was close. It was $100 each, and no bread, guys, no bread.
Well, you could be Gavin Newsom and went to a restaurant where the cheapest dinner is $310 at the French Laundry. $310.
Did I
tell
you?
Wow.
Have you seen the picture of the barbecue restaurant when they shut down the restaurants, put a sign over his signs at the French Laundry and was letting people come in?
Very clever.
I was laughing. That, you got to admit, that's pretty funny,
yes,
you know? And so we're going to come back and talk about case or no case. But look, if you want to call in, again, it's 855 Law Radio, 855 Law Radio. Denise and I are really nice. We have no problem talking to you. But just hang on. We're going to get into case or no case when we get back after these quick break.
If you'll stay right there, Radio Law Talk is a three-hour program that broadcasts live from the West Coast, 9 to noon Pacific time, almost 365 days. Well, every Saturday, 52 Saturdays a year, whether it's a best of or not. At any rate, but we're going to continue our broadcast here. We'll go until noon Pacific time. And if you don't get us on your radio station all of that time, just go over to radiolawtalk.com and listen live. Press the listen live button and boom, there will be. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on five different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solution Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-DEBT.
Know someone with a drinking or...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. No point for you.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk. And RadioLawTalk.com.
Time for everybody's favorite part of the show.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, hey. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where you get to match wits with two very high-powered, very super smart attorneys, and here we go.
That's what I told my wife this morning.
She didn't buy it either, huh? The movie. The movie, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, I love it.
Holds a special place in American culture, and it would not have done so without what some people say was a faulty U.S. copyright law. The tale starts with a short story called The Greatest Gift, on which It's a Wonderful Life is based. The suicide scene, not shown in the movie, is where a young man points his pistol at George, a cat pistol, his kid, one of his kids, and goes, bang, bang, why won't you die, Daddy? Why don't you die, Daddy?
Huh.
And that caused this George character then to think of the suicide. He was worth more dead than alive.
Yeah.
Originally released in 1946, it was a marginally successful film, which should not have passed into the public domain in the early 1970s, but there was a snafu with the paperwork. And seems an employee missed filing one of the forms for the copyright renewal 28 years after the film came out. Under the U.S.'s old law, that's how long they had, 28 years. And that's what this, when the movie's success began, was when this mistake was committed. It's a Wonderful Life was no longer copyrighted, and as such, cheap local TV stations could air it free all they wanted. And they did around the Christmas time. This classic movie was free for any TV channel to broadcast, and they did, and they did, and they did, right up until 1993, when someone else laid claim to the copyright again, arguing that because they owned the copyright to the original story, they owned the movie as well. And thus came the legal wrangling. NBC, which eventually bought the movie and said, it's ours. The family of the writer of the original story, Philip Van Doren Stern, said, no, it's not. And they asked, I take NBC and Republic Pictures to court, and I ask you, case or no case? And I think I'll start with you, Fred Penny. Go ahead.
Interesting. This is really interesting
stuff. It is a really fascinating story.
This is a really fascinating story. I love this. This is one of my favorite all times. Mm-hmm. You know, it brings back memories of just the simple times, I guess is the word. You know what? This copyright law is not my forte. In fact, I hire lawyers to do this for me. But I know, as I say, I know enough to get myself in trouble and say something wrong. So, but this is the issue. The issue is just because it's always not true that just because you don't have a copyright physically does not mean you have the rights to it. You see what I'm saying? So the issue is, do they still have the rights? Who's got the rights? Does the original, I'm saying the original people who wrote the not the movie, but the book. Apparently, was it a book?
Yes. It was called The Greatest Gift.
The book isn't the same as the actual film. So I don't think they win. I'm going to say it's a case, and the people that wrote the book do not win. They lose.
Okay. Denise, what say you? This really is an intriguing story as far as I'm concerned.
No, it totally is. And I remember that it was paid every single year, like traditional.
Yeah.
And
still is, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. I would say that I'm going to say it's a true scenario, but it's not a case.
Okay. Let me tell you, just remind you, the last time this played on NBC, it attracted 4.5 million viewers.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yet more people own this movie on DVD, on old VHS cassettes. I mean, it's just a super popular film. So you can see why people would want to wrangle over the copyright of this now valuable property.
Okay,
right?
Cal.
Yeah.
Can I digress for a sec? Just for 2 seconds?
Sure, knock yourself out. Yeah.
So, okay, 4.5 million people.
Sound like a lot.
No, but I just want to tell you something.
Okay.
And people, we were talking about this yesterday, and it's a side note. It's very important. 4.5 million people watched it the last time it was shown.
Right.
Repeat it again for me. It's very important.
Yeah, 4.5 million people watched It's a Wonderful Life on NBC, on broadcast television, live the last time it was shown. Yes.
I am going to go to Colty, Colty, at Colty, who is a TikToker that has 8.8 million followers, and he just put a TikTok out, and the TikTok that he put out was of him rolling a... They roll like a can down a table, and it lands wherever it lands is what the little prize they get, like a little candy bar.
Yeah.
And it was about a 30-second roll. You ready for the amount of people that viewed that?
Yeah,
ready?
Go ahead. Yeah, I want to know. Yeah.
29.4 million people.
Okay, but It's a Wonderful Life is a lot longer.
I know, but still.
You have to have an attention span.
And everybody wonders why.
If they rolled cans for 2.5
these YouTubers and stuff are making so much money. Okay.
I get that. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I like that. That's an interesting point.
Interesting point.
Yeah, for broadcast television, if they lock in an audience of 4.5 million, they say, well, we can sell to that audience. We can do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, in short, when the film is in the public domain, guess what? Nobody owns it. That's the point behind the public domain. So the story and the music are not owned by anybody, making it impossible to show the film in its entirety without permission from the copyright holders. In this case, the people who got it back, Republic Pictures. Remember the little Republic with the eagle they used to show at the beginning? Well, the family and Republic negotiated, and Republic sold the rights to NBC, and it is now gone. Nobody was charged. The court case was over the copyright law. The family got a little settlement, Republic Pictures.
So basically, I was right. They didn't get it.
Turned out, yeah, so it's a fascinating story.
That's interesting. Yeah, so it is to the public. Nobody can get really paid for it ever. But they do make money, like NBC will, on the commercials around
it. And all the local stations made money. But nobody cared about the movie.
Yes.
It was not even released as a Christmas movie. That's what fascinates me. It just came out like in the middle of the summer, like in June of 46 or whatever. And Jimmy Stewart had not acted for 5 years because he was in the Army. And he was offered only military pictures. And he said, I don't want to do those, you know, so he didn't do those. When he got this part, he said, sure. And this scene in the bar when he cries and he's praying, oh, Heavenly Father, I'm not a praying man. If you listen to me, genuine tears. Actually, he just said he broke down, cried like a baby because of the war stress and all of that. But it's a fascinating picture and a great story.
What a great case or no case. So Fred Penny gets 2 points. Denise, none. Sorry.
I
absolutely. So now I'm behind you, but way behind you. When we come back, we're going to talk about Vanessa Bryant is being sued. You're going to be shocked.
Yeah, that is an interesting case. More cases coming up right here on Radio Law Talk, so stay tuned.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride. And watch this dirt and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
Dish.
USA Radio News.
COVID relief talks continue today in Washington. President Trump last night signs a bill funding the government for 2 more days. This buys lawmakers time to iron out differences over how big stimulus checks should be. House leaders hoping for a vote Sunday afternoon. House leaders briefed on California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell's ties to a suspected Chinese spy. Swalwell, a member of the House Intelligence Committee, Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, part of the FBI briefing yesterday.
It only raised more questions. And the one thing that was fundamentally answered, he should not be on intel.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, also part of the briefing, no comment from her yesterday. President Trump continues to contest the election results. Trump tweeting this morning that Joe Biden didn't win the election. He lost all six swing states by a lot. They dumped hundreds of thousands of votes in each one and got caught. Twitter flags the tweet saying multiple sources called this election differently. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So we know about the tragic death of Kobe Bryant in a helicopter in California. And Denise and I know, not to pat myself, I am involved in actually a current helicopter death accident that our firm is handling, and I'm involved in that. But so I know a little bit about these type of accidents, and the sad thing about this, and I was talking to Denise, and people always say, well, you know what, these helicopter companies, they're going to have a lot of money, insurance money, and that's probably true. I don't know what type of money or assets this helicopter company has that Vanessa Bryant is and her family is suing, but don't forget there was a lot of people that died in that accident. And so,
entire family.
So you start adding up. You know, let's say they got $10 to $20 million in insurance, which by the way is quite a bit of insurance. There's what do we? I don't have to look it up. I can't remember how many people total died. There was about eight, ten people.
There
died.
Was Kobe. The daughter, the coach, two coaches, a male and a female, and his family. So I think there are at least six, and maybe I can check it up for us, Cal, while you're checking.
Sure, but there's probably eight. And then by the time you start, if there's $10 million, that's close to $1 million. They got to pay attorney's fees, and then they've got to pay costs. There's costs. Don't forget.
And there could be a diminishing policy to where as they're paying out attorney fees and they're doing that, that money starts to dwindle. So, you know, it doesn't always get to just the victims.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So people don't realize, oh, we did a million. How many? Nine. So I knew that was close to ten. Nine people perished tragically in that. And so there's really not a lot. So Vanessa, believe it or not, I'm sure everyone's like, oh, feel sorry for Vanessa. I'm sure she's doing financially well. I'm sure Kobe has good money. But Kobe...
I mean, he must have had insurance himself.
Yes, but... say he lives to 75.
Sure.
Was just in appearances alone the
yeah.
amount of money he could make. And sponsorships, they'll
yes.
sponsor, continue to sponsor as
and
he
his Black Mamba apparel line and all of that
yes.
was apparently quite successful. So, I mean, he had a lot of ways of capitalizing
in,
on his fame, shall
right.
we say.
Right, and,
for him.
And
yeah.
continue. So yeah. the losses for Vanessa, there's no way a lawsuit and the amount of money that she could get will ever cover it. I don't see that it ever can. So now, why are we setting all this up? Because I'm not trying to say, you know, woe is Vanessa Bryant, those of you who are struggling financially, but what happens is, Denise, what? Who decides to sue Vanessa?
Vanessa's mother, Sophia Lane, she decided to sue her daughter to try to enforce what she called was a verbal agreement by Kobe and her daughter to support her for
always,
life.
Always take care of you.
Yes.
Yes.
And she claimed that she was a longtime personal assistant for her daughter and Kobe, and that she was a nanny for the children.
Well, guess what?
And that she was 18 years as a nanny and never got paid.
Okay, guess what?
That's what grandparents
all grandparents
do.
Are nannies.
I want me some money.
I got two boys. Too bad they don't make as much as I do. I'm going after money. My wife and I take care of those kids.
All
man.
The time, yeah.
And what a joy to take care of those kids. But saying that she's a nanny. Okay, now let's go through a couple of things.
Can we drill down into this for a minute?
Yes, I'm going.
Because Michael Jackson had
right.
relatives after he died that were similar, in my own personal opinion, hangers-on, that thought, yeah, there's got to be a way I can capital. They're going to have a lot of money. I got to get me some of this, right?
Well, yeah, well, here.
I mean, it just seems to happen.
I think
in Hollywood,
death
yeah.
always brings out the worst in people.
Don't you think?
Yes,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
awful.
Here's the interesting thing. So the mom got a divorce, and they put her up in one of their homes. I'm going to call them one of their rental homes nearby. They gave her a car. She came. Now, don't forget, Kobe, Vanessa Bryant's argument is, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I didn't, quote, work outside the home. And I'm going to tell those moms that are stay-at-home moms, that's a difficult job. When you
full-time
got a
job plus.
Full-time job. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, she's like, how is it that you were a nanny when I was a full-time stay-at-home mom doing stuff with the kids? And to top it off, yes, you did watch the kids at time, mom. But I didn't know that was a nanny. But
hello.
And so here's what she's claiming. And well, of course, Vanessa says that we've supported her for over 20 years. I mean, and I believe that they were helping mom out for 20 years.
Well, if they could, I mean, if any of us could,
yes.
and our parents were still with us, we would do so,
help.
Wouldn't we?
That's
of course
exactly
we
right.
would,
you,
naturally.
Yeah. You help out. But and from time to time, as Vanessa says in her cross-complaint or whatever their answers, yes, from time to time, mom would come watch the kids for us. But isn't that what all grandparents do? It says. Now, here's what I want to get to that's interesting. So this is what she's claiming. She now wants to back charge $96 an hour, working 12 hours a day for 18 years. Okay, now.
Oh, come on.
Listen, so I'm going to calculate that out. I put 8 hours. Okay,
but I remember 12. Four of those 12 are overtime.
Yeah, but, okay, so I'm just going to make it simple. I know. So overtime watching Days of Our Lives,
well,
right?
That, now I'm thinking like you have someone who's greedy. Not that she's being greedy. I'm just saying that, you know.
Okay, now listen.
Don't forget, 4 hours a day are overtime, Your Honor.
Let's back up. That's right. I've got my overtime, Your Honor. What's going on here? Did you eat the food? Yes, I did.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
Okay, so listen to this, Cal. So I'm going to take it to 8 hours, just to make it simple.
Okay,
so you don't
sure,
have to do 8 hours.
Sure.
At 8 hours, and I'm going to say 364 days a year.
Okay.
For 18 years. And
okay.
maybe I'm off, but my calculations are
yeah.
$5,045,760.
And you're the guy she wants representing her.
Yeah. $5,045,760
wow.
at 8 hours a day. And again, my math may be wrong because I don't have
half,
my staff helping
plus
me.
Plus time and a half for overtime. I mean,
that's,
really,
that
it's almost double. It's almost double
yeah.
that if you think the overtime you know, extended rate into
yeah,
that.
So I think, but here's the other thing.
And
is
holiday
I,
pay.
Yeah, apparently, in an interview with Univision in September.
That's a Spanish TV network.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she basically says that she was forced out of the home and Vanessa took her car away from her. So
maybe she got greedy before the accident.
I don't know what's going on, but is that a little bit bizarre or what?
I just think what I found to be astounding is that Vanessa says that even despite the betrayal from her mom, she was willing to provide her mother with monthly support for the rest of her life, and that wasn't good enough.
Hmm.
So she was still supporting her mom.
Maybe it wasn't enough money for mom.
I would have just cut my mom off.
Yeah, I will tell you, I once had a business partner who said to me, "Don't worry, Cal, I will take care of you for the rest of your life."
Oh,
can I tell you a little
secret?
That's always a lie.
That is.
Yeah, you remember Lee Marvin.
Red flag.
Either get it in writing or run for your life.
Now, do I believe that Kobe, now I could see this, I'm sorry, I could see Kobe,
being a good guy.
Being a good guy and trying to, because mom and daughter sometimes probably get little tiffs.
Sure.
And Kobe, like, okay, here, I'll take care of you.
Go away.
Go away, probably like, here
you
go.
No, but I mean, go home to the rental I'm providing you.
Never let him.
Here you go,
she
mom.
She didn't live with them ever.
Here you go, mom.
And, drive your Bentley home and leave me alone.
But I could see that. But anyway, it's
see, I see Vanessa like saying, Kobe, she's my mother. Can't we just take care of her? And you know what we're going to find out? That she got, like, a whole bunch of money in her divorce, and she gets support every month.
Kobe's, Vanessa's mom already gets support every month.
No, I'm just saying we're going to find that out, right?
It would be ironic, wouldn't it?
And guess what? I am wrong again. I guess it was not just the $5 million, but she wants a house and a Mercedes SUV.
Oh, okay.
Not the BMW or the, the new Telluride.
Or the new Jaguar.
Or the Lexus.
Or even, even the new Ferrari. No, but I'll tell you, I do too, Fred. I want a house. I mean, who doesn't, right?
Cal, I'm not going to promise you over the air. Cal, I will take care of you the rest of your life.
I know, right?
Not.
Please don't,
Okay, so there we go. We're going to follow this. I know it's a laughing matter, but it's more of a shocking matter. It's this mom and daughter, and I mean, what happens now? I mean, really, truly, what happens now? Do you think the daughter just says, "You're cut off"? You know,
I would.
And here's the worst part about it that you don't get. Now, you, as in mom, you got those two children, or is there's two? You had three total. So
there's three left.
So three babies that you want access to.
Yeah,
you're their grandmother
and hang out with them. And when you're going to Hawaii on a trip, you want to go with them,
sure, right?
And I hate to say it, this is all the family's got left.
It's sad.
Let's just say, be nice and not do this. But
there's a reason greed is one of the seven deadly sins, because greed can kill relationships faster than anything.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna be back and we're gonna talk about the billionaire lawsuit about a $1 million, we're following up on, a $1 million glass sculpture. We'll be back.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of glass.
That's a lot of glass.
Okay. If you'll stay right there, Radio Law Talk will continue here on your favorite radio station or on RadioLawTalk.com. Stick around. There's much more coming up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience. Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
You know, with the pandemic going on, these are people dying everywhere. That's not the most important story right now. The most important story is a multimillionaire and a billionaire suing one another over $1 million glass sculpture. So what's going on in Southern California and these are beachfront homes. One billionaire moves in next to another, I think, multimillionaire that's not quite a billionaire. And one's by the name of Bill Gross is the billionaire. And Mark Tofig is the guy that's been there for a while. And by the way, I'm leaning on Mark Tofig's side, at least what I've seen. I haven't been there sitting in court, but what I've seen, for the following reasons. So, if those of you who haven't heard this, Bill Gross and his lifelong love or girlfriend, I don't know if they're married or fiance, I don't know, and she's a former tennis star.
A significant other.
Significant other, whatever you want to call it, bought this beautiful estate. I think it's worth $40 million, I believe. And decided to put a glass sculpture out in the yard. And by the way, it's in an area that's kind of in a view from the neighbors. And it's a $1 million glass sculpture, and there's been vandalism, and he worries about this glass sculpture breaking. So they put up a huge, massive net. Like it's like you're at the golf course, you know, where those netting. And I'm not going to say it's as big as a golf course, but this big netting, which Mr. Tofig says, look, now you're cutting off my view of the ocean. And they ask him.
And it's an eyesore. It's just sitting out there.
And I'm telling you, it is.
Yes.
These are beautiful estates. And this is an ugly eyesore. And here's the big issue. You have to get a permit, number one, to put up the glass sculpture. And you have to get a permit to put up that netting in the city. And so the city, so he told on the city, that's the neighbor Tofig. And the city came out and says, you can't do that. You know, you've got to get a permit. And so he gets mad. And this is the argument, what Tofig says, and which I think the evidence is showing. And so all of a sudden they start playing blaring loud music to basically, make it uncomfortable for the neighbors playing toward them. And it's always Gilligan's Island.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
How can you go wrong with that?
And Tofig's argument is it's not just they're playing it. They're playing it all during the night, and their argument is
and loud,
and they've had two officers testify in deposition that said yes, they came out and it's unreasonably loud, and their argument also is they could set the music off while they're away too, so they would leave it and then of course Gross comes back and says, well, you're taking pictures of me and my wife out there videoing me and you're a peeping Tom. Okay, peeping. So he calls Tofig a peeping Tom, doing that. So
they're both like suing each other to get harassment orders against the other
one. Right, that's exactly right. So and I could see this. I could see if I'm Mark Tofig, I'm digging in also. I'm sorry, but I know you. We try to be neutral. I'm leaning on Mark Tofig's side.
Well, that's really the question out of this case: is if you were adjudicating it, or if you were one of the lawyers on either side, how would you look at this? Basically, this seems to me like two guys who are walking around saying, "Well, mine's bigger than yours. I'm bigger than you. I'm tougher. I'm badder than you. I have more money than you." Yeah. Right. I mean, this seems like
How do the lawyers look at it?
Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
You guys argue all you want.
Keep that money flowing,
baby.
Keep it
up, man. Well, I agree with you,
man. Right. You got a point, sir. Keep it coming.
You fight everybody. Oh, well, by the way, here's your bill for
$10,000. Oh, that's going to cost you about another 50 or 60 hours.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Plus a court appearance fee.
But guess what? Have $1 billion with a B? Wow. Does it matter? No. I don't care if they're charging. Some of those firms down there, they're charging, some of them are at $800 an hour. And then if you're going to trial, some firms are over $1,000 an hour when they're in trial. Per lawyer. So this is not cheap.
Well,
this is
cheap. And the Gross is going to lose at least the part with involving the city.
So,
sure. And if they both are engaged in mutual harassment, they both stand to lose. That isn't necessarily going to be a clear winner, right?
But I can just hear the lawyers saying, you don't have to take that from him.
Harassment orders are serious.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean they go into a federal system and into a federal database, and it's a ding on you. You can't get bonded.
Yep.
There's so many things that will impact you if you get these orders against you.
Wow.
So here's a couple of interesting
things. You can't contract with the government.
Be a good neighbor. That's all I can say.
Well, you know what? That's the problem is sometimes there. And I agree that I'm a guy that says I agree that there's sometimes you need to sue people. And that's just the way it is. Because they won't do what's right, and I get that, and I get that for Mark Tofig. You know, I mean, this is just bizarre behavior. And by the way, the Tofigs were there before these guys moved in later.
That's right.
Gross moved in later,
and that's important. That's also important.
Are the Tofigs the people who don't like the sculpture?
They don't care about the sculpture.
They like the sculpture. They don't like the netting that's over the sculpture.
It's the whole issue is if you see the picture, the netting is so big, it's ugly, it's beautiful. And then as you look to your left, as they look to their left, the netting is right there, what they look at as their view of the ocean.
So is that to protect the sculpture?
Yeah, from any vandalisms or they had said the palm trees dropped the palms on it.
That's some guy showing off how bad he is.
What it is that's my $1 million sculpture. It's $1 million bucks, you know. Why don't you take the sculpture down?
And a fragile sculpture on the coast.
Yeah. Go to Target and get a glass
crazy.
Looking ball.
Why don't you take that $1 million and take it down to the food bank, you know?
And take
the sculpture down. You know what I'm saying? And go give it to the bank.
Better yet, take the sculpture and give it to the food bank. That'd be nice. So they could either sell it or put it out in front as a tourist attraction.
Well, he tried to do that. He said, this is now Gross comes back. Don't forget, there's depositions going on,
sure,
right?
And
the officers are testifying, it's pretty bad what's going on. It's pretty loud and it's unreasonable. And so he's like, let's just stop all this and put our money towards charity, what we would pay the lawyers. Of course, because you're losing, you're trying to do that.
The lawyers are going, I think not.
So they said, Topic said, no, stop playing the music and take the dang,
sculpture.
The sculpture's okay. Take the netting down.
Huh?
So here's the deal. When you have civil cases, there's depositions. I don't understand in trial, and by the way, they had to stop the trial because someone close to the Grosses had COVID-19, so they had to get tested. So trial commences on Tuesday.
But why do you have depositions when you can call witnesses to the stand?
You do depositions
to
set their testimony.
Right.
And if they testify differently at trial, you can impeach them with their testimony.
We're trying to catch people in a lie.
Well, here it is. So I want to get
to this. Or just know what they're going to testify to.
I want to get to this before we got to go because we got 2 minutes left. Yeah. So here's what his response is. You know what everybody's going to say. So Gross has a text. They actually have a text from Mr. Gross that one late night entry, and this is on the Mercury newspaper out of San Jose.
San Jose Mercury News.
Yes, San Jose Mercury News replied by saying, and this is Gross, because he texted, "Would you turn down the music?" And Gross says, "Quote, peace on all fronts, or we will have nightly concerts here, big boy." And that's going to be put in evidence, you know? It's like, do you not know?
That is just dumb.
And Mr. Gross is basically not remembering a lot of things. He has some...
He's quite older.
Yeah.
It's like in his 80s, right?
Yeah. And guess what he said? Oh, I wasn't talking to the city complaints regarding the statute. I wasn't talking about that. I was just, talking about, stop peeping at me. Okay. And then guess what? Guess what their argument is why they play Gilligan's Island all night?
To be irritating.
No. This is what they say, the Grosses. They say, we only do it because what, Denise?
Because my girlfriend just found out that the Gilligan's Island was filmed in the bay really close to our house.
Good one. Judge is going to go, wow, she got me. You're right. I get it now.
A good point.
It almost here he's saying, we don't do it to cause some problems. And then he says something like that almost discredits himself.
Just
it's just funny.
All I got to say is there's a reason why my dad told me to go to law school and be a lawyer.
And they're the reason.
This is the reason. Well, thanks for joining us first hour. We'll be back the second hour. I'm Fred Penny, your host, with Denise Dirks, my co-host. Cal Hunter, our producer behind the glass. Join us for hour two. We're going to talk more about religious freedom.
Stay right there. More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here. And if the station stops carrying us, hop on over to RadioLawTalk.com where you can hear the live broadcast right now or all of our back episodes, too. That's on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll see you back here very shortly.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.